that I'm about to tell you is some supernatural fucked up kind of shit.
I get spooked out by what happens right after the spook shoots out. The low starts to glow for about a minute. Then I see an embryo forming within it. Then I see tiny fingers and feet and toes. It grows and grows and grows and grows. Then it crawls out of the puddle and haunts my home. It's the ghost of the baby I'd have had with that low. The infant poltergeist emerges from the sauce. When I'm done, when I'm done, he floats around the room as my tool gets soft. When I'm done, when I'm done, he flies to the bathroom and brings me back a cloth. He haunts me with the guilt of the price, of the cost, of the waste, of the squalor, of the seed. And I'm stretched cause I didn't make a baby, all I made was a mess. Now there's thousands of them, they mock me like the dozens. Cause they could have been my sister's kids' cousins. They're all up in the cupboard, the closet, the sink. Half of them are blue, half of them are pink. This one needs a bottle, that one needs a blankie. This one's hungry, that one's cranky. It's spooky shit like Jacob's ladder. A house full of ghosts all calling me. The poltergeist emerges from the sauce. When I'm done, when I'm done, he floats around the room as my tool gets soft. When I'm done, when I'm done, he flies to the bathroom and brings me back a cloth. He haunts me with the guilt of the price, of the cost, of the waste, of the squalor, of the seed. And I'm stressed cause I didn't make a baby, all I made was a mess. I wish I didn't see them, but if witches came true, I could call Ghostbusters and have them all removed or just pack up and move. But then Scratchatory said that I can't run from them cause they're just in my head. And even if I could leave, I just feel bad with a thousand baby ghosts all alone in my bed. I could never ever live with a thought so sad that be